The first reading is a reading from the Book of Wisdom. All men were by nature foolish, who were in ignorance of God, and who from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing him who is, and from studying the works did not discern the artisan. But either fire or wind or a swift air or the circuit of the stars or the mighty water or the luminaries of heaven, the governors of the world, they consider gods. Now if out of joy in their beauty they thought them gods, let them know how far more excellent is the Lord than these, for the original source of beauty fashioned them. Or if they were struck by their might and energy, let them from these things realize how much more powerful is he who made them. From the greatness and the beauty of created things, their original author, by analogy, is seen. But yet, for these the blame is less, for they indeed have gone astray perhaps, though they seek God and wish to find him. For they search busily among his works, but are distracted by what they see, because the things seen are fair. But again, not even these are pardonable. For if they so far succeeded in knowledge, they would quickly speculate about the world. How did they not more quickly find its Lord? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom, and fire and brimstone rained from sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. There will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, the first reading, of course, talks about we should know by looking around us, people should know that God exists because of all the beauty and all the greatness around us. And then we sit there and we hear Jesus tell us that we got to always be ready when God comes. And at the end of the world, when he comes, you know, this is where some people get the rapture. One will be taken, the other one saved, or the other one left. But the whole thing of the gospel, of course, is it says, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, and whoever loses it will save it. Again, Jesus calls us to give away our life each day. So if you and I give away our lives each day, then when the time comes when God takes us home to him forever, it's just another day of dying. It's just another day of giving away our life. And that way we lose our life, but like Jesus, when he went to the cross, he lost his life, but the Father raised him up. When we give away our lives for God and others every day in service, then we preserve our life. If we follow God and do everything else just to take care of ourselves, we'll lose our life, even by following God. The purpose is to learn generosity, to be like Jesus, to give away ourselves every day in service to God, to others, then we're promised by God we will live with Him. So today, let's do at least one unselfish act for somebody else. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.